reminder, everyone, you folks, the ICANN clan, are amazing about keeping your line muted. I'm going to keep that extension going, and I won't mute the whole line. That way it's just easier for everybody involved. But keep that in mind when people are sharing. Be respectful, share, and then jump off. And Norma and Gail, who I have not gotten to visit with you two ladies as much as I would have liked to this session, but the text, the response, the results, I think that's the biggest thing. And I just love the fact that we get to grow together. And what Marty, William, and Michael taught 4 years ago, 4 years ago this month is when they were originally recorded. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing, that we continue in that track. So on that note, lesson 11, I'm going to thine own self, and I'm going to yield the call and the rest of tonight to Norma and Gail. Take it away, ladies.
Okay, this is Gail. I'm going to go first. I'm going to list some of my takeaways from this lesson, which I thought it was tremendously helpful. It had so much in it. It's called, To Thine Own Self Be True. Now, this does not mean that we are to be selfish. It is to treat ourselves as we want others to treat us. And we are either victims in our own minds, or we are victors in our own minds. Our brains have neuroplasticity. That means we can rewire or retrain our brains. Our brains are hardwired to destroy us. That's a hard one. But our left brain is the one that feeds us negative thoughts. We have to get control of our thoughts in order to be in control of our lives. No one can stop you but you. You are your own enemy. At least it's us. Our destiny is in our control. Repetition is the mother of all learning. So use repetitions to retrain our brain. We must unlearn, relearn, and apply all that we learn to master our thoughts, and therefore to master our future. Norma?
Wow. You said it all, lady, almost. So, good job, Gail. I'm not going to go all over everything she just said, too, but I agree, and I'll second what she said. But just a quick question. It says, how are you treating yourself? You have to treat yourself the way you want to be treated because you matter. You know, and a lot of times we may put ours on the back burner, but one of the big things that I took out of it, and it's one of my weak spots, is delegation. And I, this thing in the middle of my page I took notes on, it says, I must teach others to do the same. So I'm saying I need to delegate this to other people. I don't need to take care of everybody myself. They need to know how to do it too so they can grow. And I liked what he said about growing up. This is, Nikan's one of the best things to grow up. As far as the group thing goes, to grow up. So that was my big one. And I'll second that too, that only repetition can change the negative. And I'm going to be the best that I can be. I want to be kind, patient, tolerant, open, willing, and teachable. But I have to share that and encourage others to do the same. So next, who wants to be first to start this night out besides Vance?
This is Rita. I'll go.
Go ahead, Rita.
I like the, just two quick thoughts. I like the guilt versus the shame that he did in there. Guilt waking you up and saying that you did bad, shame versus shame saying that you are bad. And I agree with the learn and unlearn and relearn, like navigating New York City with a California map. I thought that was a really good image and so true. There's a lot in this lesson.
A whole lot. You're right. Yes. Good job, Rita.
Thank you.
Next.
This is Sandy.
Okay.
I want to share this before somebody else grabs it. Life is amazing. It is just hard some days because living actually means actually doing the work, feel like it or not, immediate results or not. I love that. It is so, so, so true.
Yes, I underlined that one too. That was good. And it's true, really true. So, good job.
This is Ron. Uh-huh. Seeing as Sandy's my business buddy, I'll go right after her. The outside work is taking action over time, changes the way we view ourselves. And when we take action in the five pillars of wellness, we overcome old misperceptions that we have of ourselves by acting on principle.
That taking action is important. And I even found that in the Bible this week. It says you can't just think about it. You got to do something too. Right. Good job.
Thank you.
This is Lucretia. I'll go next.
Hi, Lucretia.
Hi. So treat yourself well in all areas so you can treat others that way. So basically you treat others as you want to be treated, and that we're not victims or victors in between our ears, but our I can is our best defense for that self-pity. So we can use the I can program as saying, I can't have this self-pity, I can't do self-negative, or not that I can, I don't like to use the word can't, but I don't do negative, and I'm not going to be petty crocker or have self-pity for myself, and I'm going to do what I need to do and be repetitious.
Good job. I like the repetition, mm-hmm. and I like to know how to be treated too. So it's a good guideline.
Can I, Lucretia, can you repeat what you just said? What did you call it? Something crock, like, sound like you said Betty Crocker, but it was a different play on word.
Petty Crocker. I have a shirt that says Petty Crocker because I worked around a lot of petty people. So I wear my shirt every Friday that says Petty Crocker. And on the front, it says Betty Crocker. Make me some real cake, please.
I wanted to make sure everybody caught the gist of that because I've never heard that before.
No, I missed that one.
That is brilliant. Lucretia, can you do us a favor? Can you take a picture of both the front and the back and get it to me so I can share it with the group? Because those are the kind of pithy sayings that we learn from this type of group. And I don't know if we ever understand the value that we have when we've made the decision to go forward with material like this, because I get around people, and here's my takeaway from this week, and I won't even talk about last week because I'm still trying to process it all. I'm trying to get out of a healthy society pillar. And that was one of my goals, and I'll talk more about this next week in the goals that I set for myself. And I did not imagine they'd come to pass. Rita and I and Karen and I have talked a lot about this, but to thine own self, I had this conversation with a friend of mine who's a dad, and it's his daughter who is, I would say, in the category of morbidly obese. And she's now into the category or into that mode that she's limited to what she can do and enjoy life. And he and I were talking, and he's the one that brought it up. I didn't bring it up, and I won't go into all the details of what happened right in front of us, but it was very discouraging for her. And so I simply asked, addressed him by name. I said, do you think this, and she's a grown woman. She's in her late 30s, early 40s. I said, do you think things like this would help motivate her to take better care of herself? And he looked right at me and he said, you know, Vance, unfortunately, things like this are not strong enough motivator for some people to stop eating. And it's not just, and I just said, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. And during my journey with Nikin, that's one of the greatest things. And this lesson in itself, when Marty says to thine own self, if we're not taking care of ourselves, If I drink coffee from sunup to sundown, that's disrespectful to this body. Oh, sure, it'd be great. I'd be flying higher than a kite, and my wit would be 100 times more than it was earlier, a few minutes ago. But the downside of that is catastrophic. And I'm still navigating through that. How do we take what we learn in a lesson like this to be able to ask rhetorical questions of other people and say, hey, have you ever thought about that? You know, that line from Shakespeare, to thine own self be true? And if they answer yes, then we can have a conversation. But if no, so that was the big reason why I wanted Lucretia to clarify. So that's all. Sorry.
Thanks, Vance. Next, somebody else wants to share?
And this is Jeannie.
This is
Renee. Phoenix.
Go ahead, Jeannie.
Oh, I beat you to it.
You did.
Choose to be your best self. Yeah, I just realized it's, you know, well, I didn't just realize it, but in reading it, I thought, okay, it's a decision. And then he says, kind, patient, tolerant, open, willing, teachable, all of those. And making, I thought of, I think it might have been one of Ben Woodward's leadership teachings about a decision takes like 1 second. And so that really, for this week, has stood out more than all the other awesome things in this lesson. I've made some good choices, and I didn't make some good choices. So I've been better this week. So
I believe he says we learn from those choices, though. So that's okay. You know, when
we
make
do.
Mistakes,
yeah,
we pick up, we find out what happened, and we go forward with it. So
absolutely.
We don't let it hold us back. Good job, though.
Good thought. Mm-hmm.
Next.
Renee, and we learn how to laugh at ourselves as we pick ourselves up and go again.
This is
really how
right,
many times
Hattie.
You go down doesn't matter. How many times you get back up and have fun doing it and making and learning new stuff.
Very true.
Yep. Pat yourself on the back.
I had chosen the word phrase self-care for my one word for today, and then I was looking at what I'd written on Tuesday and Wednesday. I really like Tuesday. It said, so for this day you are perfect as you are. You are focused on the positive today. I am willing to grow in understanding and love, and I'm an example of what Nikan can be. And to me, that was all wrapped up with self-care also. Me choosing to take care of myself, and that at the same time I can take care of what it is to be a person in Nikan.
That's, but you know, again, it's not pushing ourselves down. We're learning from it, and we're perfect like we are. We may not have been perfect all the time, but right now we're doing perfect is what we are. That's good. Next.
Arlene from Connecticut.
Hi, Carlene.
Great. Yeah. Watch the train of thought that you're following. And if it's going down the wrong track, just pick a better one or choose a better one. Kind of what I think Judy was saying is that learn from our choices and maybe choose a better plan of action.
That's true. Kind of nice sometimes if we couldn't see behind us, so we have to go forward, though, because we can't change anything from behind us. So we can learn from it and keep going, though. You're right.
Make
good job, Carlene. Yes. Next.
This is Sandra from Richmond, Virginia. I was particularly struck again by how we form habits and how habit forming truly becomes our character without us knowing it, just because we kept repeating the same thing. And so my partner, Renee, has helped me to see that sometimes I keep deferring in a way that's not healthy for me. And I don't want that habit, but because she's quick to see it and to speak, and she says, what are you doing? What do you mean? And I go, oh, yeah. So I'm seeing how habits form sometimes without you realizing it. And it is so good to have an accountability person that you can trust so that you can check that thing before it gets ingrained and really becomes a part of your character. So what has happened to me is there have been things happening, and I kind of want to make it easier for the customer or whatever. But yesterday was just ridiculous, where I was letting a brand new customer that I've not met yet, was a referral, I was allowing her to make an appointment when I really don't want to go out of the house. I don't know her. I don't know where she's going to choose for us to go. And I would say, Renee, we're so busy. I'm enjoying and being productive sitting here on the phone and doing Zoom calls. And I don't really want to go out. Anyway, we evaluated it. And it was me letting the lady talk me into something I don't want to do. And so our conversation was, no, this is your business. You get to decide what's what. And if I tell the lady, well, let's do it differently. Let's do a phone conversation where I can help you figure out what it is you want and I can put your order in. And I've already sent her links. So that was my explanation for really liking what's on page 2, where the reading says, I had to habitually remind myself that there is no time in the future that will make up for taking care of myself now. And I just love that. And so I'm breaking a bad habit before I make it, or at least I'm whittling away at it. And it definitely makes sense to me. So I have felt stronger today as I've talked to people, and it's because I'm not going to do what's negative in not taking care of me. I can do that.
One of the good things you did, Sandra, you made a decision that it's your business. You will make the calls. You didn't allow that person to determine what you were going to do, which is really good.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
This is Vera. Hello, guys.
Hi,
I'm just listening. I really love that comment, comment before. Anyway, I've been really it's so true what you said. It just hit me. And because I've been so guilty of it, doing everything that people want, but not what I want. And, I can now, it's so much different. I understand everything much more. And I am saying to myself, no, I don't have to do it this way. There is different ways how I can do things. And I can be in charge of myself and of the way how I do things now. And still, telling people about Nikan and letting them decide what they want. But I'm not going to be jumping to their court like they wanted to, but I'm going to just decide for myself and how I can do it. And it's really up to them to find out information, any information that I give them, and then follow up on it. So thank you for that comment. That really hit me.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's not an easy thing to do, but that's a good thing to do.
And it is being true to yourself.
Yes.
Yes. So thank you.
Thank you.
This is Karen. Sandra, that was awesome. It's great to catch that while you're in the middle of it, and it's not an easy thing to do. So kudos to you. That was great. My takeaway is that we need to be the role model. If we want our customers to take care of themselves, particularly ordering for themselves, okay, but also educating them to take care of themselves, we have to be doing that for ourselves first so that we can speak from a place of authority and know what we're talking about. And so I like calling it being my own best guinea pig. I love trying all the products because it tells me how they work and the results that can come out of it.
Very true. And that role model, I've heard that a lot. I think Evans has been one that's really good at doing that too, saying that he's going to go back to that high school weight, so he lost all that extra weight. I don't think he had lots of extra weight, but he lost the weight or he gave it away, not lost it. So,
I was so hoping you were going to correct yourself because I was ready to rebuke you, but you caught it. So continue on.
Repetition. So, next. I haven't heard from Tyra. I don't know if she's there. I haven't heard from Norman and Janice tonight. I don't know if they're on or if anybody else. Have I missed somebody else on the line?
Is Jeannie on?
Jeannie shared. Yeah.
Okay.
And Norma and Gail have done an excellent job. And Norma, I love the way you're using that proverbial pause like Dr. John Jackson does on Monday morning.
Thank you. But I had Tyra, Norman, and Janice I don't have accounted for unless there's somebody else. Those are the ones I know that hasn't spoke up. Vance, I think that's it.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you two ladies have the last word, so be thinking of some closing thoughts, and I'm going to just remind everybody again, next week, as you look in the notes, taking Marty's directive, to basically create an elevator speech for the ICANN attitude, specifically for this session. I boiled mine down to two words, and I was meditating and chewing on it today, and I had to stop because my eyes started sweating. Isn't that what they call it down in Texas, Gail? Your eyes start sweating because it, you get to the core of your being. Or as I learned from Brenda Henley years ago, your why in anything should make you cry. It should bring an emotional response. So make sure, if you can boil it down to one or two words, but I don't know if that's possible. So be ready to share. Look back over the last 10, 12 weeks, however many it's been, look back at your goals that you should have wrote down. I didn't have to write these ones down because I was very, very passionate about it. And Karen and I banter, we didn't this week, and I felt really guilty because we missed that point of connection of being able to share. Hey, what did you do this week? What have you accomplished? And I want to just read really quick. I pulled it up while Jeannie was sharing, I thought, oh, yeah, that's a butt kicker right there if I've not ever heard one. But I got this email, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it simply says this. Hi, Vance and Stacy. I hope you and yours have been fine during the pandemic. To refresh your memory, 7 years ago, Vance helped me order some insoles. Oh, I remember this woman because I worked painstakingly to close the deal on a pair of insoles. Right? This is the type of deal that Sandra Thornton would work halfway, I mean, like maybe 25%, and she'd sell a whole wellness home. But it was painstakingly. But then she writes this. Now I'm wondering if Nikan still makes a magnetic pad, which I have used directly on a wooden floor. The pad that I've had for a long time has worn thin, but I'm very used to it. But ideally, I'd like to buy a new one. And so as soon as I saw the email, Stacy actually pulled the email. She took a screenshot of it. She said, hey, you got a hot customer lead or email in the Yahoo emails, because usually they go to Gmail. I wrote her back literally from the roof. I didn't want to miss any time, but I haven't got a response back. So convicted by what Jeannie said tonight, I pulled her number up and it's staring at me, and I'm not going to leave where I'm sitting until I at least call her, because she specifically said at the bottom of her email, no texting. But I can't leave her a voicemail. Yeah. So we have to comply. But the other thing I want to share, folks, and I know everybody else, I know I'm not the only one that sees this. What this course has done for my brother and I's sheet metal business is still, I got two voicemails yesterday. One from a builder. He actually not a builder, but he flips houses. So he calls me every few months with another gig. And then another person who acted like she knew me on the voicemail, but I have no idea who she is. But I know she's local based on her prefix, area code and prefix. I know she, and that I'm even more excited about, because we like local work, but we don't call it work. I call them another gig, because the $33,000 gig that we're playing on now, we got to rebuild the entire roof before we put our metal on it. It's a 30-second commute from our shop. Now, how great is that? And it's a childhood friend that his father decided to finally get rid of the flat roof and put a sloped roof so they don't have to keep repairing sheetrock because the roof leaked. So I'm saying all that to say, I can, when we allow it to permeate every other area of our life besides just Nikan. And this is what I want to close my comments by. I really want you, 2 weeks from tonight, when we kick off the next session, there's no pause, there's no taking a break. Next week is our final wrap up. If you choose to re-up or jump back on the saddle again and say, yep, count me in for another round. I'm a glutton for punishment. I actually enjoy all that sarcasm from the crazy guy there in the rioting capital of the world called Portland, Oregon. If that's you, great. And if it's not, great. It's okay. And if you are re-upping, consider doing what Julie Clark did. That's how we got Colleen with us this session. Colleen, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I'm hoping you're going to re-up so we get to hear more of you, because what I've been blessed to hear has been truly wonderful, the growth that you've experienced. So, but I don't need your verbal commitment now. I just hope that you will join us again. So that's what we have on tap for next week. Really, really encourage you. As we've always done, and Gail, there was something you were supposed to remind me of. Do you remember what that was?
The passenger pigeon or pigeon passenger. You said you would send me the text by a pigeon passenger. You said it reminded you of something.
Norma, do you know what a passenger pigeon is?
I know what a carrier pigeon is.
There we go. I wanted to make sure we're all in the same. Oh, carrier pigeon. Do we have any carrier pigeons anymore?
There are. They used to have them. I don't know if they're still, not here in the States, maybe, but I bet someone has it as a hobby.
Yeah. My point was this, that Gail, unfortunately, has a smartphone like Andy Kemi, in that the reminder text that I send on Thursdays, they don't intersect, or they don't, her phone doesn't receive them. So here we are, they don't download. So here we are, lesson number 11, and Vance figured out how to take that same reminder message and send it to Gail via email. I will do whatever it takes, short of printing that reminder, rolling it up and attaching it to a pigeon and saying, hey, head southeast towards Houston. This needs to go to Gail Fallis. Okay, I will do whatever it takes to ensure that everybody knows that Thursday night, that's when we do the processing time of ICANN. And there were several people that I thought of today that I thought, I better be true to my own words here and get in contact with these folks in the next few days to remind them that we are re-upping. We are starting again. Yes, Karen, the answer is yes. Let me look at the calendar. Rita gave the date out. It's September 24th.
Yeah. Yep.
9, 10, 11. Well, yes. If we do that, and this is the reason why, I'm double checking my math. I'm counting with my fingers and my toes because I only have 10 fingers, 2 thumbs. So that means we'll get to take both Thanksgiving off, and we will be done on December 17th. How great is that? I know, I'm the only one that gets excited about this. And then we will reconvene again on January 7th for the next 90-day rhythm. So, anyhow, that's enough commercials about the next ICANN. I look forward to next week. Norma, Gail, you two ladies.
Gail,
you'll
go, and then I'll finish.
I want to say thank you to Sandra, because it wasn't until she said what she did that I realized, well, Gail, you're in the same boat. You don't have to let people dictate to you where they're going to meet you, when, and it's your business. You make them, you've got a gift to give them. They got to conform to you. And I just didn't, I've been so concerned about, oh no, what if? What if they want to meet in person? What if they want to meet at somebody's house? And I don't want to do that. Well, Sandra gave me permission, you know, made me realize it's my decision. It's not theirs. Does that sound rude?
It's not a matter of being rude. It's that we got to be true to our own selves. And because we're so compassionate with people, you know, in fact, all of us on this line are compassionate. That's why we keep doing NECAN. It's that we allow ourselves to continue to do it. And so it has become a habit. But thanks to this particular lesson, this time, we're saying, no, I don't have to do that. I can be kind and say, you know, instead of doing it like that, let's do so-and-so. And I'm willing to see you any afternoon between 2 and 3, as long as it's not Tuesday or whatever. They're going to do what we say because we're kind. And our vibrations are that of, I want to help you. So this is really a good thing. So thanks again, Renee.
Yep.
We can call more of the shots without feeling like we're not being cooperative with them. We are. We're just going to do it differently, and we're going to be true to ourselves and not let the habit continue to stay there. In fact, we're going to reverse that boy just by not continuing to repeat it.
Yeah.
Yes. Guess what my first one is.
Yeah.
It's
It's Norman in Florida. I just want to let you know that I teach an adult ed class at night, so I didn't get home until about 9:20. So I've been listening while I was eating something and having something to eat. So I'm here, but
would you like to share, Norman? Norman, what did you get out of it?
The gyros that I was eating.
What is your message from? Did you get the message out of this week?
I'm just trying to remember what it was about, but taking care of yourself sounds like a primary objective.
Yes.
And hopefully I can get the Nikon business built up so I don't have to do the classes. But for now, it's what's happening.
Norman, I want to say thank you because at the beginning of this session, you had told me that 2/3 of the way through that you were going to be taking this class. So I want to commend you for modifying and adapting so this would work because it's nearly impossible from a planning perspective to pick a time slot that, you know, 20 some people can all come together at one time and say, hey, we want to make this work. And some, you know, you take you take Sandy Martin and and Sandra Thornton, and you, but they're both East Coast time people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was glad you had something in July because there were no classes in July, so that really helped me.
Yeah, so... Anyway, but thank you because again, it's challenging, and yet I just want to say thank you, hats off because you made it work, and you know that's the beauty of this, with technology, a master mute button, we can jump on, jump off, multitask, eat dinner, you know, do all the other things we do. This is why Vance will never do these Zoom, because it's way too complicated. Let me also add, the better we are at vocal recognition using our auditory sensory, that learning capability, the better we are.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The better we, the more customer-centric we will be.
Mm-hmm. True.
Because when somebody calls you, and that's an old-school type person, somebody that still uses their communication device, like an iPhone, and they, you know,
landline.
Call you should be able to recognize their voice in a couple words, especially if it's one of your customers or your consultants. And sorry, we got way off track. And Norma, you're supposed to have the last word now.
Yes. All right. I think it's a very appropriate. What we've been all discussing is don't beat ourselves up. That's important. You know, we're learning from this, but we don't have to kick ourselves or, you know, grind ourselves down into the ground because we are learning and it is our business. And the other thing, we need to keep learning, you know, feed our mind, challenge our mind. And the last thing is we matter, you know, regardless, we're important. So we need to remember that no matter what.
You hear?
That's good. Awesome. Thanks for the reminder.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Well, ladies, gentlemen, all two of you, besides myself. yeah, and maybe you ladies can take that as a challenge. If you're getting sick of Vance and sick of Norman and sick of Ron, which I can understand you're getting sick of me, not of those two gentlemen, but recruit a few more dudes, okay? Because we definitely are the minority, and I understand that percentage-wise that network marketing is made up of 75% female. But and I will be twisting Larry Hafner's arm and Andy Kemi and find out why they can't, why they're AWOL. But we'd love to have them back. So looking forward to next week. Come prepared and, you know, be there or be square. Some of us may want to have a box of tissue. don't follow Vance's lead and try and consolidate your your comments, and it's my most favorite call of the 12 weeks. And if you've never participated before, you'll understand. And those of you who have, you'll say, oh, yeah, we've had some amazing. And then, again, don't miss Carol Noble. Come back from COVID strong. You would not believe what this woman has done, what she's accomplished in her life since been given it. You could call it a death sentence because there is a small percentage of people that do die, the fatality rate.
Right.
And she had it bad. And what she's done in the last, I want to say, 6-7 months since I originally talked to her. I can't remember how long it's been, but and then next week, Mary Bowser, hydration or hibernation, that's our topic. And she's going to be also sharing about how the wellness, virtual wellness home tours that the Virginia Connection Group have been doing that are just amazing. So anyway, thank you, Norma. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, everybody. This was fantastic. And have a great evening. What's left?